an unlikely major economic engine, and a look at mixed markets. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. This report is powered by Purple Wave Auction, where ag items sell every other Wednesday. View their inventory today at purplewave.com. McDonald's is proving to be more than just a familiar stop for a quick meal. It's also a major economic engine in Michigan.
The McDonald's system has generated approximately $2.1 billion in total GDP impact across the state of Michigan. So that's about $1.2 billion in direct contributions to the state's economy. So it's a really significant number. When you talk about tax revenue and job creation, Michigan McDonald's, we're a really big player in the state economy.
That's Sean Saputo, owner-operator McDonald's at multiple Michigan locations. He says it's an impact that starts on the farm. In 2024 alone, the company purchased more than $332 million in ingredients sourced right in Michigan.
It's such a big thing for us as McDonald's owner operators to be able to support our local Michigan farmers, the ag workers. It plays a major part in us and the story that we tell, the wholesome food that we can provide to our customers. It makes you feel good about what you're doing. And as a guest, as a customer, you should feel good about the food you're consuming in our restaurants as well. We look forward to the opportunity to continue to grow, not just in our business space, but with the state of Michigan and its agricultural program as well.
Industry leaders say it's a clear example of how partnerships between major brands and local agriculture can strengthen economies from the ground up.
Looking for heavy equipment, but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Not quite as cold today, but we are still not done with moisture just yet. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Today weather update. We've got another almost clipper-like system trying to move through today, but honestly, it's settling in here more with some warmer air trying to lift north. The result's the same. Plenty of clouds over Michigan through the day today, and we will see some on-again, off-again light snow action. Very minimal flakes. I think we do see some lake interaction, but this is going to be one of those weird events where the winds are more west and northwest, rather southwest, so we end up seeing the lake effect be more limited in scope. Either way, you get the idea. A lot of clouds, and it's still chilly today. Stronger warm air surge coming tonight into tomorrow morning. I do think there's going to be a little bit of light rain trying to come together in far southwest lower Michigan. The rest of us will be precipitation free. See partly sunny skies emerge in the afternoon. Going forward then, we are warmer for Friday and into Saturday. A few hit and misses, scattered rain showers over the UP and northern parts of lower Michigan early Friday morning, but otherwise dry. And we go into the later part of the weekend getting ready for our next round of cold air to dive southward. I don't think it happens right away, but Sunday midday and afternoon could see some rain and snow, followed by colder temperatures for Sunday night, Monday, and early Tuesday. Canadian high pressure sitting right on top of us. The rest of next week, going to yo-yo back and forth. We're chilly for a few days. We warm up, then cool back down again. But we see more of our region in the cold sector. So central and northern Michigan, the UP, probably not warming nearly as much as far southern lower Michigan next week. That's going to be the highly variable part of the state. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Commodity markets were mixed, with grain futures seeing lighter trading volumes and some recent downward pressure after earlier volatility, while ongoing global tensions continued to support longer-term price uncertainty. Here's C.J. Miller, along with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist with StoneX, for a closer look.
I have a sense that if you and I had this same conversation just one day earlier, it would be a completely different conversation altogether. Because Monday we saw limit losses for soybeans, but on Tuesday, a slight turnaround for beans. Still, that 70-cent drop in soybean prices on Monday, Arlen, was just absolutely brutal.
Yeah, it was painful for U.S. farmers and Brazil farmers combined. Brazil's in the middle of harvesting a record crop, and so they've been selling into this rally. U.S. farmers had sold most of their soybeans already, so particularly painful to see that kind of drop for those who had soybeans to sell and had missed the opportunity. It shows a shift in dynamics from yesterday to today. It shows that the market had been counting on another 8 million metric tons of soybeans going to China in the current marketing year, and today that switches back to, okay, maybe our hopes are on domestic demand with biofuel. Yesterday, it was about soybeans don't look to be included in the trade deal with China. Maybe other commodities will be. Today, it's we're going to get an announcement, it looks like. This isn't firm, but it looks like there's going to be an announcement probably of the biofuel final guidelines we've been waiting for over a year for. And the expectation that, well, if the White House is planning a big event, an Ag Celebration Day, including inviting farmers and biofuel producers, they must feel like those are going to be something to celebrate. In other words, good for demand for biofuel production and the feedstocks that go into them. So soy oil prices surged today, and that led to a rally in new crop soybeans, a November contract in particular, trying to buy acres for this crop that we're about to plant so that we have enough feedstock to meet the 2027 RVO blending requirements for biomass diesel.
And that was Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist with StoneX. May corn finished unchanged at 454, while July corn was down a quarter to 465 and a half. May soybeans rallied to 1157, up 1 3/4, while July beans ended stronger to 1171 and a quarter, up 3 3/4. May wheat down 7 1/2 to 589 3/4. April live cattle showed green at 235.22, up $1.97, and April lean hogs up 22 cents to 93.72. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.